Hello and welcome to another Premier League Match Week review on Football Talk Podcast. My name is Ozzy and I'm your host for today's show. A disappointing match week if you're a Liverpool fan, as we drew 2-2 against the Red Devils. That draw could cost us the league title, in my opinion. Arsenal were victorious as they beat Brighton 3-0. Man City were able to conquer and defeat their bogey team, Crystal Palace, 4-2. So changes at the top of the table, more twists and turns in the title race. So let's discuss the main games in more detail, starting with Manchester United versus Liverpool, which you all know ended at 2-2. Liverpool dropped points over the weekend, and it's been the same story with Liverpool when they've faced Manchester United this season. They seem to lose the finishing touch in front of goal. We played them three times, drawn twice and lost once. So yeah, disappointing matches against Manchester United. They could be accused of playing the occasion rather than the game. And I think that could prove costly in the end. I did a live watch along, which if you haven't seen, might be worth watching, as you would have seen me in a different light, pure emotion and frustration with my team's performance. But in terms of the game, it started off fast-paced with both teams on the front foot. Manchester United didn't possess any attack, though. In fact, they were unable to produce a single shot towards goal in the first half. Liverpool, however, managed to take the lead through a Luis Diaz scissor kick, but Liverpool failed to capitalise as we produced a number of chances but failed to convert. Szoboszlai had three chances in the first half and for me should have extended the lead before the half-time. But despite being 1-0 up in the second half, that lead was swept away from a mistake of our own doing. Kwanzaa's pass was short and ended up with Bruno Fernandes, who hits a first-time shot with the outside of his foot and finds the net from long distance. We have to question Kelleher's position as he was in no man's land for that goal. Then Liverpool were hit with another blow as the new star boy of Manchester, Kobbie Mainoo, hits a wonder strike into the top corner to give United the lead. Nothing to say with regards to the defending or goalkeeping. You have to applaud the strike from the young midfielder. But in the latter stages of the game, Liverpool managed to get a penalty through Harvey Elliott, who had another great cameo off the bench. He was fouled by Wan-Bissaka in the box. Stonewall penalty. I can't believe some people in the media are actually debating that decision. If you believe it wasn't a penalty, do yourself a favour and take a trip to Specsavers because you need to get your eyes tested. But in the end, Liverpool managed to convert a penalty through Mohamed Salah as he calmly slots the ball into the back of the net. Now, I'll be honest, I'm still hugely disappointed with that draw. And yeah, not content with that result in the end. But in every situation, it's important to look at things in a calmer manner and put it into perspective. Out of all the fixtures in this week, you'd probably say Liverpool had the tougher fixture playing against a rival where, let's face it, they don't have much to play for this season, so they treated this game as a cup final like they have done throughout the season. But we still walked away with a point. We're second in the league on joint points with Arsenal, who are now top of the league. But the story isn't over. There are still 7 more games to play. Anything is possible. But the only downside is that we're not in control of our own destiny and have to rely on other teams to drop points. So all we can do is win all of our own games and see where we finish at the end of the season. The hope is still alive, but it has taken a little bump on the way. Next fixture, Brighton versus Arsenal, which ended 3-0 to Arsenal. The Gunners were victorious once again, and unlike Liverpool, they were clinical in front of goal. They had a couple of big chances through Gabriel, Saka, and even Jesus to open the scoreline, but they all missed the target. Eventually, they broke the deadlock as Jesus was fouled by Lamptey in the box. Saka steps up for the penalty and smashes it into the bottom corner. Arsenal then scored their second goal as Jorginho somehow found himself on the right-hand side of the box. He squares it to Havertz and he manages to score from close range. Trossard then makes it 3-0 against his former club as he paces down the pitch on the counter-attack. He's one-on-one with the keeper and produces a nice dink finish to end the game. So Arsenal get the win and reclaim top spot. But they have a tough and tricky upcoming fixture as they face Aston Villa this weekend. Next game, Crystal Palace versus Man City, which ended 4-2 to Man City. This fixture was labelled as a potential banana skin due to the record at Selhurst Park, and that's nearly how it panned out. Crystal Palace actually took the lead as Mateta was through on goal, and he smashes his shot, posting in to give the Eagles a lead. And when that goal happened, you could see Pep looking disgruntled in the technical box. But it was a moment of brilliance that gave City the push as Kevin De Bruyne smashes in a fantastic shot right in the top corner to equalise for Man City. Ayew almost gave Palace the lead again as his effort smashes the top of the crossbar. But it was Man City who took the lead as Rico Lewis finds himself in the middle of the box and hits the back of the net through a shot that was deflected on its way to goal. Haaland, who had a couple of big chances in the game, manages to find himself on the score sheet after scoring from close range. And then Kevin De Bruyne scores his second goal of the game with a great left-footed strike. Palace were then able to get a late goal to make it 4-2 as Edouard scores from the six-yard box. A solid win for the Citizens. They still remain in third place, but they're only 1 point behind Liverpool and Arsenal. Next fixture, Tottenham versus Nottingham Forest, which ended 3-1 to Tottenham. Now, Spurs finally did it. After bottling it last week against West Ham, they managed to get the win against Forest, and they have now climbed up to fourth position in the league. So let's discuss the key moments of the game. Not a great start from Nottingham Forest defender Murillo. On one side, he had an audacious attempt from his own half and almost beat Vicario, who was in no man's land in that incident, but his shot hit the side netting. And then, unfortunately, hit the back of the wrong net as Werner hits a low cross towards the goal. And Murillo tries to make a clearance but couldn't keep the ball away from the goal. Forest getting the equaliser through Chris Wood. Great low cross from Alanga on the right-hand side, and Wood manages to guide the ball into the goal. Forest then almost took the lead. Ryan Yates has a shot from outside the box, which is parried away by Vicario. Chris Wood manages to get hold of the ball in the rebound, but he lashes the shot onto the post. In that moment there, he needed to apply a finish with a bit more composure in front of goal, as his shot was quite wayward and it was from close range. So for me, he should have done much better there. But Spurs ended up taking the lead, and what a strike it was from Van de Ven. A thunderbolt from the edge of the box. Great finish from the Dutch defender. From one defender to another, Pedro Porro gets the third goal for Spurs and to cement the win as he smashes the ball into the back of the net as well. Great strike from the right back. And that's a big win for Spurs, who are now in fourth position. But they need to capitalise and make sure they continue to win, as they have a game in hand. And can Spurs hold off and not bottle the fourth spot position right now? Remains to be seen. In terms of the next fixture, Aston Villa versus Brentford. Villa unfortunately dropped crucial points at home that could hamper their quest to qualifying for the Champions League this season. But for the neutrals, what a six-goal thriller this game was. Ollie Watkins scores the opening goal with a header that creeps past the goal line. Morgan Rodgers then makes it 2-0 with a great left-foot finish. Jorgensen makes it 2-1 to his surprise, as he couldn't quite believe that he scored a goal. One of the funniest reactions you'll see from a goal scorer, especially as the ball hit his standing foot rather than the swinging leg. But hey, they all count. So luck was on his side in that incident. And Ramos then equalises for Brentford with a lovely right-footed finish. A great finish from the attacker, who for me has been missed at Brentford. Then surprisingly, after being 2-0 down, Brentford then take the lead to make it 3-2. Great play by Reguilon on the left-hand side, as he hits a low cross into the danger zone and Wissa taps it in. But Ollie Watkins scores another header in the 80th minute to rescue a point for Villa. Now, this point could prove to be an important one, or it could be regarded as 2 points dropped. Remains to be seen. But I'm sure the fans will be disappointed that they gave this game away, as they were comfortable. They were cruising with a 2-0 lead. But hey, this is the Premier League. Anything can happen, and you can't take anything for granted. Now, in terms of other fixtures in Match Week 32, Everton managed to get the win against Burnley. They finally ended their 13-game winless streak in a fixture that could be regarded as a six-pointer. And it was Calvert-Lewin, who just scored his first goal last week since November. He scored back-to-back goals. The goal was a bit lucky, to be fair, as the goalkeeper smashed it on Calvert-Lewin and it somehow found itself into the goal. A big win for Everton. But unfortunately, the victory was watered down yesterday as it was announced that Everton will be deducted a further 2 points due to breaching profitability and sustainability rules. So they're currently in 16th place with 27 points. And so if they manage to continue and get some wins on the board, they may still survive and remain in the Premier League despite the financial setbacks early in the season. Next fixture, Fulham versus Newcastle, which ended 1-0 to Newcastle. They managed to nick the win in the end from the Cottagers. An evenly contested game with both teams having plenty of chances. But it was Bruno Guimarães who gets the winner in the 81st minute as he drives into the edge of the box and smashes a shot into the bottom corner. Newcastle remain in 8th position, but aren't far off from 6th. And if they keep going the way they are, they could possibly secure European football for next season. Next fixture, Luton Town versus Bournemouth. Surprising result of the week as Luton Town score a last-minute goal that made things very interesting in the relegation zone. Bournemouth opened the scoreline with a fantastic strike from Tavernier from outside of the box. Luton Town then get the equaliser through Jordan Clark. Nice finish from the midfielder there. But Carlton Morris becomes the match winner as he finishes clinically from close range. Luton Town remain in 18th position, but are now on level points with Nottingham Forest, who are 17th. So the relegation battle has opened up, and it looks like it will go through to the wire. Next fixture, Wolves versus West Ham, which ended 2-1 to West Ham. Is there ever a match without a bit of VAR controversy? I don't recall, as it seems to be a constant theme in the Premier League. But before we discuss that incident, let's go through the key moments. So Ait Nouri is fouled by Emerson in the box and Wolves are awarded with a penalty. So Rabia steps up and hits a low shot posting in to give Wolves the lead. Emerson hits the back of the net, but unfortunately was ruled out by VAR as he stepped on the defender's foot before heading the ball into the net. But Emerson helped West Ham moments later to secure a penalty as his low cross strikes Kuhlmann's hand. So penalty is awarded and it was Paqueta who steps up and finishes his penalty in style to equalise. Ward-Prowse, not surprisingly, scores directly from a corner kick to give West Ham the lead. Wolves thought they got the equaliser late in the game as Kuhlmann heads the ball towards the top bin of the goal. But VAR ruled it out for subjective offside, which for me just sounds like a load of nonsense. I think look, Wolves were robbed off a point there and VAR are making the headlines for the wrong reasons, as always. And the final fixture, Sheffield United versus Chelsea. Now, this Chelsea team are something else. After securing a solid win against Manchester United, they failed to capitalise in this fixture against bottom place Sheffield United. Chelsea opened the scoreline through Thiago Silva's finish from a corner. Sheffield United then equalised through a Bogle strike. And if you haven't seen the goal, what a poor goal it was to concede. You can't get beaten like that in the near post. Chelsea then managed to get the second goal through Madueke as he cuts in and smashes the ball into the goal. Sheffield United managed to secure the point in the last minute of the game as Archer nods the ball over the Chelsea defence and Ollie McBurn latches on to score from close range. Despite losing, Chelsea find themselves in ninth position in the Premier League table. So that is Match Week 32 review. Before we close the show, I'm going to announce the FPL Manager of the Week. And that goes to Manuel Bosman, and his team is called God No Go Shame We. Interesting name there. So you've managed to notch up 90 points. So well done to Manuel. Making Carlton Morris your captain was an interesting choice, and in the end it paid off. Manuel has just climbed up the table to 48th position, which means he's just overtaken me in the league, as I'm currently 49th in the league. I only managed to get 55 points. But I'll remember the name now. Make sure I overtake you in the league at the end of the season. So I guess a rivalry has been formed. But hey, here's where it is. So let me share the current league table. I will share the top 10 and let's see if there's any changes at the top. So as it stands, the top three remains as it is. Jordan Smith is still at the top of the table. Joseph Harrelson is second. Anas Patla Abu Bakr is in number three. Lebanese Saka has moved up to fourth. Tayo Aziz has moved up to fifth. Vipin Mohan has dropped to sixth. Sebastian and Sally Askar remain in seventh and eighth, respectively. Piras has moved up to ninth. And Nana Asare has dropped to 10th position. So that's the top 10. So no real change in the top half. But you've seen managers such as Lebanese Saka and Tayo Aziz moving up. So it's certainly getting interesting as the weeks are getting closer towards the end now. So yeah, it's crunch time right now in the Premier League, but also in our FPL league. So that's the end of the show, guys. So thank you to everyone for tuning in. If you haven't already, please don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Before we wrap up, I just want to say Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim followers. I hope you have a blessed day with your loved ones tomorrow. Enjoy all the festivities. In terms of upcoming shows, I won't be able to do a show tomorrow, obviously due to it being Eid. So what I'm going to do after this show, I'll be doing the match preview of Atalanta versus Liverpool. What should I say? Liverpool versus Atalanta, as it's in Anfield in 10 minutes, so at 10:45 UK time. And the next Premier League review show will also take place next Tuesday at 10 p.m. So make sure to hit that notification bell on YouTube and also follow me on social media for all the latest updates. It's AussieFTP on Twitter/X and Aussie.FTP on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. So until next time, guys, take care, stay safe, and I hope to see you all very, very shortly for the next show. Goodbye.